Greetings and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are we as a nation solving our problems domestically and abroad? Or are we just ignoring our problems, perhaps even suppressing the facts, thinking that by not addressing them, the problems will go away? Let's notice Afghanistan as an example. Did you know that we have been involved in this war for over 8 years, which makes it the second longest war in the history of the United States? And what good has come out of this war? Europeans become increasingly concerned and disillusioned with what is perceived to be a lack of leadership of the United States. Notice what is written in Der Spiegel Online, dated October 29. There is no doubt that hardly a day passes in Europe without criticism of U.S. policy. This has become a transatlantic ritual. But despite this ritual, Europeans are still looking for one thing from the White House: leadership. We are waiting, Mr. President. But it appears like the leadership isn't coming. We are reminded of Mrs. Clinton, who went to the Middle East and in trying to appease the State of Israel, she angered all the Arabs. And they accused her of backpedaling because she took a different position regarding the Israeli settlement than before. And so then she tried to backpedal her backpedaling, angering the State of Israel. And so this is not the way how to solve problems. You cannot solve problems by compromising, by trying to be a man or a woman of all people. Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, got a unique opportunity to address the U.S. Congress, and she was only the second German Chancellor who was allowed to do that after Konrad Adenauer many years ago. And in her speech, she pointed out the need for a partnership, a friendly partnership between Europe and the United States of America. But only a few hours after she had left, news broke that GM, General Motors, reneged on a promise, on a contract actually they had made regarding their subsidiary Opel in Germany, which was supposed to be sold to a Canadian and Russian company, and the German government was very much in favor of that transaction. But then they reneged on that, and this means that many workers in Germany will lose their jobs, and they are extremely upset, and the German government is extremely upset. Now, but listen how the German press responded and who is actually blamed for this debacle. Here's an article by Süddeutsche Zeitung dated November 5. It says, the GM board members who decided not to sell Opel this week were almost all appointed by President Obama. But apparently the American leader knew nothing of this decision by GM when he was hosting Angela Merkel only a few hours earlier. Perhaps at that time the US president really didn't know anything, which doesn't say much for him. Perhaps he did know something was up, but he chose not to tell the German Chancellor about it. That also doesn't say much for him and his administration. So again, ignoring problems never solves anything because the truth will come to light sooner or later. The Europeans begin to understand that they cannot rely on the United States of America anymore. And now with the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty and the soon coming appointment of a President of the United States of Europe and also a foreign minister and other influential posts. The following was stated this week by a study of the European Council and Foreign Relations saying, the Europeans must stop being so submissive. They must present a united front on foreign policy and they must work toward a post-American state of affairs. It goes on to say it is high time that Europe do away with old myths about the transatlantic relationship. Myths like the idea that the continent's security is dependent on American protection, or the one about American and European interests being the same at heart. Now this is a developing problem the American government should take note of. It is no secret that the Europeans are blaming the Americans for the worldwide recession. And after 1 year of denial that we even had a recession, now the American government is telling us that the recession is over. which is another nonsense. The Associated Press doesn't agree with that. They wrote on October 30, in light of more and more banks failing, more than 110 banks have failed this year alone. They wrote, if the recession deepens, defaults on the high-risk loans could spike. So they didn't take it for granted that the recession was over. Again, the motives might be good. The motives might be, oh, we'll have to get the consumer confidence up so that they go out and spend money. But if the methods are wrong, if facts are presented which are wrong, motives become irrelevant. We find something similar insofar as unemployment is concerned. Just this morning, President Obama gave a speech saying that he is confident that the situation will get better. But we have reached a 10.2 unemployment rate in October. And this doesn't even include those who have given up even asking for unemployment benefits. It doesn't even include those who only do part-time job. So the real figure is much higher. It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem which needs to be addressed, which is not being addressed. At the same time, we are debating health care reform, and of course that's a problem, but the solution isn't forthcoming. Both the Democrats and the Republicans seem to have plans which are thousands of pages long, which nobody is ever going to read, and if they do, they will never ever understand it. But one of the key problems isn't addressed. The problem that all these plans seem to demand that everybody has insurance, and that it's going to be the IRS who is going to determine whether somebody has adequate insurance. And if they think he or she doesn't, then they are going to be the ones issuing penalties. When Mike Huckabee was running for presidency, he was saying that the first thing he would do is to do away with the IRS. But apparently that change was too much of a bite of the apple, and so the American people didn't vote him in. There's another problem which is not being resolved, which is not even being addressed, which is being suppressed, and that is the question whether President Obama is actually eligible as president because was he born in the United States? You see, if he wasn't born in the United States, then he isn't eligible. Now, neither the Democrats, nor the Republicans, nor the left-winged, nor the right-winged, nor the conservative, nor the liberal press seem to be willing to even address this issue, and it's being suppressed and being ridiculed when somebody brings it up. Perhaps because they think the consequences would be too terrible. Because if Mr. Obama is not eligible, then maybe it's going to be Mr. Biden, the vice president. And if he isn't eligible either, because after all Mr. Obama nominated him, then it would be Mrs. Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. And that is a too terrible consequence that anybody would like to consider. However, you are not solving problems by just looking at consequences and saying, oh, I don't like the consequences, therefore I'm not going to attack the problem. How about you? Are you actually solving your problems? Are you looking at your own life? Are you aware of the fact that you have problems in your life, but are you willing to ignore them? Are you willing to overlook them? Or are you willing to tackle them? And are you sometimes picking fights which you shouldn't fight? Because after all, there's one big problem solver in your life, and that's God. Now, I haven't heard in this political debate about all these different things anybody talking about how God, the true God of the Bible, would look at things. That doesn't seem to be entering the discussion at all. But in your own life, it should be. And you should look at how God is looking at things and how God wants you to live your life and how God wants you to solve your problems. Compromise can never solve a problem. You have to identify the problem and then you have to attack it and you have to solve it with the help of God. If our nation would do that as a whole, we would be much better off. Unfortunately, we are not doing it. And that's why we are having the problems we are having. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.